Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Down to the South, Mel, to AXA. Joe Moore of the Cork Palestine Solidarity Campaign. Are you there, Joe? Good morning.
I am, PJ. Good morning to you.
Okay, tell me why you're outside AXA this morning.
Why? Mm-hmm. Access, people might be aware, have major investments in Israel, and it's one of the companies that's high on the list of the boycott, divestment and sanctions movement. That's, you know, a movement initially set up by civil society in Palestine, and it's one of their top targets globally. So today, the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign have organised protests outside all their, well, as many of the offices as we can cover throughout the 32 counties. Mm. So that's why we're there. We're, you know, picketing them and calling on them to withdraw their investments from Israel, and also asking their customers to consider changing insurance companies until AXA withdraw from Israel. Now, we weren't here too long this morning when they put up a sign saying that they were closed for staff training. Now, a similar occurrence took place the last time we were here. They closed down for staff training. So we're here and we'll remain here until 4 p.m. official closing time, just to raise awareness of passing motorists and to distribute leaflets explaining the case to pedestrians on the South Mall.
So, I'll come back to the customers and what you're saying to customers in a minute, Joe. But the young people, and they're mostly young people working in there behind counters, behind desks. So what possible say or hope of having a say do they have in their employer's investments? What hope do they have?
Well, they don't, obviously. They're just targeting, I suppose, AXA Inc. is such. And the word filters up. And especially since the attack on Gaza, there have been a number of companies that have withdrawn support from Israel. I suppose one of the main examples would be Puma, the sports company, withdrew their sponsorship from the Israeli international soccer team. So, you know, if enough pressure is put on, you know, these, and if it starts affecting these companies' bottom line, they will obviously consider.
If it starts to affect the company's bottom line, Joe, it's the people inside the glass doors there who'll be, in other words, the lowest fruit on the tree, they're the ones who'll be affected. Is it fair on them?
No, I don't see how they would be affected, because...
Well, if AXA started to shed jobs, they're the first jobs to go.
Well, will AXA start to shed jobs, and will they take a decision to close businesses throughout the world? I doubt it, really, PJ. I wouldn't expect that would happen.
Have any of the people come out and spoken to you?
No, they have not, no.
Okay. And just on, as regard customers, you're asking customers to change their insurance, say their car insurance. What about someone who just renewed in the last few weeks? That could be very costly for them.
Oh, it would. I mean, obviously, it's people that might be in a position, or their insurance is up for renewal or whatever. You know, we're not obviously expecting somebody in the scenario you outlined, you know.
Mm. You wouldn't think less of someone for having AXA insuring their car at the moment, would you?
Of course not, because, I mean, lots of people would have been unaware of, some people have even, the situation for people in Palestine until the last 6 months, you know. So, you know, it's going to be a long process, but, I mean, we have, obviously, and it's always quoted, the situation in this country back in 1984 to 1986 with the Dunsore strike in Henry Street in Dublin, you know, that did have an impact, you know, on the situation in South Africa at the time, you know, and resulted in the Irish government, after the 2.5 years, deciding not to import South African fruit. So this boycott does have an impact, and it's a way, I suppose, of people throughout the world of showing solidarity, you know, with the people in Palestine. So,
seeing as you're there, and I was reading and referring to this before the news at 10, this petition that has now been started by Irish artists of all kind, actors and singers and songwriters and musicians, calling on Bambi Thug to withdraw from Eurovision. I was playing back yesterday the interview they did on the Late Late Show, and I made the point, it's not up to Bambi Thug, it's up to RTE.
Well, I suppose to both. I mean, obviously, if RTE decided, you know, to withdraw from it, that's best. It makes it easier. But referring to Bambi Thug specifically and how they're going to respond to it, we were discussing that the other day, and the example came up. I don't know, I'm old enough to remember it anyway, the Olympic Games in Mexico in 1968, where John Carlos and Tommy Smith gave the Black Power salute, you know, and where, like, individuals taking a stand like that publicly, it does have an impact, you know.
Mm. So you would be echoing that call on Bambi Thug to make an individual decision with or without RTE?
Yes, we would, yes. Because, yeah, sometimes...
And how best would they do that, Joe?
Well, just announce that they intended not to partake and give the reason why, you know? And it does generate a lot of publicity globally, event, you know, actions like that.
Would pressure on the EBU not be better from across Europe to do what they did with Russia a number of years ago?
Well, of course. And you know, you can apply that pressure on all levels, both on individuals like Bambi Thug and, you know, the official bodies and the broadcasting authorities, etc. It's interesting you mention Russia and how quick, you know, these organizations, international sporting organizations, you know, to move against that, you know, what's Putin's invasion of Ukraine, and, you know, similar action should be taken against the Israeli state at this stage.
One suggests, Joe, that the Israeli participants will get their answer, because through the semi-final system, they too have to qualify. Traditionally, they have always qualified. If the feeling that you have, the feeling about is, if that's, you know, translated into votes on the night, they won't get out of their semi-final, and that'll be the end of it.
If that happens, it will. But that can always be explained away, you know, that this is the result of the jury's vote. You know?
Well, in a bit like the way that those of us who watch Eurovision, and I have done since the 90s, knew instinctively 2 years ago that Ukraine would win.
Yeah. I know.
Before we even heard the song, Joe.
Yeah. I understand the point you're making, PJ, but I think to be sending a stronger statement to the Israeli authorities if, you know, they're, you know, that if artists withdrew from it and, you know, that statement was made publicly that way, you know?
Okay. All right, Joe, leave it there. Thank you. Joe Moore speaking to me from outside AXA on the South Mall, where there is a protest at the moment by the Cork Palestine Solidarity Campaign. They're protesting today at all the branches of AXA up and down the country, as many protesters as they can get out, because of AXA's involvement in business dealings in Israel.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.